These societies supported religious instruction, youth work, schools, hospitals, religious publications, and social welfare projects in order to create a new generation of leaders, a new social order, a more morally oriented and stronger Muslim society. The actual means of carrying out their visions varied. The Muslim Brotherhood grew rapidly as a mass movement, expanding to include members of the lower and middle classes in both rural and urban areas. The Jamaat, on the other hand, remained a more elitist movement, particularly focused on developing a new core of well-educated and Islamically committed leaders, an alternative elite. The Muslim Brotherhood's dissatisfaction with the Egyptian government's failure to establish an Islamic state escalated into violence and the assassination of its founder, Hassan al-Banna, culminating in repression of the Brotherhood and a long series of confrontations between the Brotherhood and government. Imprisonments, proscriptions, and executions followed. The Jamaat served as an opposition party within South Asia, in particular within Pakistan, but also in India and other parts of South Asia. Working through elections and in the system and through political action, although some of its leaders from time to time, including its founder, Maududi, were in prison. Both the Brotherhood and the Jamaat became models that inspired similar movements across the Muslim world. Their founders became the ideologues of contemporary Islamic movements, the people to be read, remembered. They influenced both mainstream and extremist movements. Both gained popular support when they addressed issues that directly concerned a cross-section of society: colonialism, dependence on the West, religious identity, a reappropriation of it, issues of poverty, illiteracy, economic exploitation, education, healthcare, involvement with the material world in the pursuit of social justice, political and social activism were critical components of the neo-revivalist message. They did not simply propagate religion, but called upon Muslims to become better and more involved in society. And indeed, it is these revivalist movements, as typified and in a sense represented by the Muslim Brotherhood and the Jamaat-e-Islami, that, as I said earlier, provide the model across the Muslim world. Muslim Brotherhoods sprang up in Egypt, in Jordan, in Syria, throughout much of the Arab world, and influenced movements in South and Southeast Asia. The Jamaat-e-Islami and its branches could be found in Pakistan, in Bangladesh, in India, in Afghanistan, and the influence of the writings of Hassan al-Banna and Maulana Maududi can be found when we look in the late 20th and 21st centuries across the Muslim world, translated with modern communications, modern printing press, modern technology, translated and disseminated literally from one part of the Muslim world to the other, from urban areas to rural areas, and had an impact then on local and national Islamic organizations and societies as they developed, both in terms of their ideology as well as their actual organization and structure. And so these new movements in countries responding to their local or national governments were borrowing from others, appropriating, and then they would build on them. As we turn now to the remainder of the course, we will see the impact of these movements from the mid to late 20th century and their significant impact in the late 20th and early 21st centuries.